All right, you ready?
Man.
Okay. All right, here we go. Budget work session with the auditor. Hello. How are you guys?
Good afternoon. If I could take a few moments to make some remarks. We're here to talk about the FY14 budget. I would just like to touch briefly on the current year. We might have noticed we had a big general election in November, which was a huge effort for our office, but I would like to take this time to thank the other offices. This is really a group effort on the part of the county. The Sheriff's Office, Paul Fitzgerald and Barry Thomas sat down with us in late summer to talk about security concerns on Election Day. They helped us organize and reach out to all law enforcement in all our communities. They also provided security cameras in our absentee room, which was a new thing, and that worked out very well. The Attorney's Office, I met with Jessica Reynolds twice to talk about election law. And the courts were also on alert if we had any issues. Lawsuits are not uncommon on Election Day. IT set up our temp workstations, and they helped us with our laptops for Precinct Atlas. All offices on the first floor were catching questions from the public, the assessor, the recorder, the treasurer. We had 3,500 people come in and vote over the counter in this building, and I know everyone helped out for that. Planning, development, and health, they changed their meeting schedules. Facilities was instrumental with room prep, loading, and just helping us move things around. And, of course, the board, thank you again for your support. Not only are you canvassing the elections, but you provided the funds for Precinct Atlas, and also can't say enough about your staff. I don't know how many phone calls Darla and Jan took for us, and Alyssa as well. And also with the new rules, we also hired temps. Having an HR office was really helpful, and Alyssa was really helpful with that. I can't say enough about my own staff. 10 people, including myself, we have 147 years of county service between us. I work them like rented mules. You can tell from our overtime budget for this year that doesn't reflect the work of, you know, the deputies that are do not to get overtime. And during that time, we were still processing claims, payroll, deeds, subdivisions. We went through our annual audit. All that took place. In a really historic year for numbers, I just have a few numbers. We registered almost 11,000 people between August and December. We had, like I said, 3,500 people vote over the counter in this office. 4,500 people voted at satellite voting stations. We received almost 14,000 requests for a mailed ballot. And we had 151 people vote at healthcare facilities, for which we sent out our absentee team. So we had over 22,000 requests for absentee ballots all told. A little over 21,000 of those were actually counted. Some we never get back. Some were rejected for various reasons. So a very, very busy year. We're looking forward to a non-general election year. That doesn't mean that we don't have plenty of challenges facing us. I should also say that we had 4,000 people of those that voted on Election Day were Election Day registrants. I know people waited in line. That was across the state. I will say without Precinct Atlas, they would have waited in line longer. So, again, thank you for supporting that effort for us. You know, life never stops in the auditor's office. We went straight into valuation. We have some challenges to look forward to this year. We have the version 10 conversion for real estate, which I'd like to thank Stacy for heading up, working on that. You know, real estate, again, is a group effort across many county offices. I like to say real estate keeps the lights on around here because without taxes, we wouldn't exist. So mental health continues to be a challenge. We'll be running after that for the foreseeable future. We have the school and city and primary elections in the upcoming fiscal year. So that gives us time to maybe try out some new ideas like vote centers, which we did for some of our smaller elections. And then we'll see whatever the legislature throws at us this session. They pretty much do that every single time. I'm looking forward to getting some better training for staff. Danny is CIRA certified, and she continues to keep up with that. Scott's going to ESRI training, which is for GIS, and I'm also having Lisa and Stacy trained to be SEAT certified, which is our statewide election administrative training. All the election staff, Danny, Christy, Donna, and myself, are all SEAT trained. This will really help with our big elections. Honestly, it's great training. I wish I could put every single poll worker through SEAT training. That's not simply not possible, but I always appreciate the support we get to keep people up to date on the many, many laws that we are required to follow. So with that, get into our budget.
Hey, well, you've already used up all your time, so the rest of it...
I used up all your time, Wayne. See how I did that?
Geez, you can tell that they get awful cocky after they get reelected, after they get elected, don't they?
Yeah.
Lucy, beyond a doubt, there's no question this type of information is extremely impressive, which really shows what really goes on during the election cycle. But for the average public, they have very little clue as to all the other ancillary things that you guys are responsible for. And, you know, I can't say enough from my perspective as being around on the board that the county could not function as efficiently as we do without all the things that you guys do. And I know over the years you've really covered for me on numerous occasions when I had last-minute questions and so forth. And I knew exactly where to come to get the kind of answers that we needed to convey to the public or to do our job. And so that collaboration that exists between the board and the auditor's office is very, very much appreciated. And I thank you and your entire staff for that.
Thank you. I will say you might have gotten some minutes late this past fall. That wasn't Shelley's fault. That was my fault. So she always turns those around fast. I just had some weeks I had a harder time editing those than others, I have to say.
Okay. Take it away.
Well, it's clear that the auditor's office, when county government in Iowa was created, they needed somebody to do elections, and then they said, okay, anything else that doesn't fit somewhere else, we're just going to throw that to the auditor. So you guys do a great job with a real eclectic compilation of duties. And so
it does fit together in a strange way, though.
Yeah, you need whiteboards and charts to be able to show me that one. All right, let's get into this.
Yeah.
Take us through. Revenue side looks to me to be really straightforward. A lot of things tied with expenses. But if you wouldn't mind just walking us through your revenue side.
Sure. Most things, like you say, are tied to expenses. The school and city elections, those are all billed out to the entities that host those. So there's a matching expense and revenue side for those. Same with special elections. We can never tell how many special elections we will have. We had several last year. Hopefully we'll get a more of a buy this year, but that's $20,000 that we plugged in there. Homeland Security Administration, this is the admin overhead that we get. We're a little low this year. I was late in submitting some claims because we were tied up with other things in the fall. Those grants are actually getting smaller and smaller. We're running 4 grant years right now. The 2011 grant is significantly smaller than the 2010 and the 2009. Miscellaneous funds, we're not showing anything for next year.
Can I make a comment?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The miscellaneous, I want to reestimate the current year to $2,400.
Okay.
And then next year to $3,200 revenue. We took on the boost.
That's right.
Fiscal agent responsibilities, and in doing so, there's an admin that we can actually access. And I'm billing that out quarterly, and we're gonna get $2,400 from it this year and $3,200 from it next year.
Every little bit helps. Lucy, can you tell me why school elections and city elections, the revenues don't line up directly with the expenses, but special elections, the $20,000 lines up both places? Is there? I mean, do we get a premium on city elections and school elections? Help me with that one.
There's, you know, it's listed in the code what we can bill them for. I can't bill them, like, for my time. I exist as an election official.
Right.
Things like staff time we can't do. But forms, printing,
extra help.
Yeah.
The extra help we can bill out to them, and the so you're not going to see us. The expense line is going to show the forms.
But it's not going to show. That's what I was trying to get to. Is the extra help?
The extra help, or the there is some staff time in the election voter registration portion that we can bill out if we.
So it is reflected dollar for dollar. It just is in a couple different line items, rather than special elections is all in one line item.
Yes.
Much.
Yeah, it's basically a placeholder.
It's basically this is a placeholder.
I think we bill out also like the ballot building that Danny does. Some hourly things we can give to them, but not sort of our general duties as an election office. So plat book fees, our plat books continue to be quite popular. We're really pleased with Mapping Solutions, I think is the new name of Marceline Mapping. We like to do a cover that uses a local photographer, and we actually did pretty brisk business in Christmas sales this year. I think
stocking stuffer.
Yeah. So we're looking to do about the same again next year. We are not allowed to make a profit out of those, but we, you know, to round up our costs plus shipping. So, again, that's, I think, matched.
If we're re-estimating revenues. 3,000 this year, why wouldn't we be 3,000 next year for our... I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
When we just ordered some more, so the 3,000 at $20 a pop, and I don't know. But yeah, we can re-estimate it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it.
But we might have a later book because of conversion too. So sometimes we just don't know when we're gonna get that new book in.
I'm gonna just move that to 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Computer lists and labels. This is when we sell lists. I think that's just pretty a standard fee that we've put in there. You can see it's not particularly consistent. It depends on the interest level. Sometimes we get somebody who's really interested in some local issues, and sometimes we don't. So, and then photocopy and fax fees. We actually we try to I think PDF things when we can, but people will come in and make copies. And it's just a quarter copy. So we don't do a lot of big dollar transactions in the auditor's office. $20 is like a good day for us, I think. That's a plat book right there.
Paul, any questions? All right. Expense side. Lucy, I'm at one area. I am office supplies.
Office supplies
on the election side
or
just if you look at them combined. I mean, clearly it has fluctuated in the past.
We pay for the national change of address mailing out of NCOA, we call it, out of office supplies on the election side.
Okay.
That's something that we do, you know, statutorily. So that's not showing up in postage, where a lot of our other mailings show up. And then on the management side, where am I? That's just our basic, you know, forms.
We also buy the flat books out of that one.
Yeah, and then that's matched with the revenue.
The office supplies on the election side, as you can see, 2 years ago we spent $18,439. We don't know. We are at the mercy of the Secretary of State on the NCOA. So that is one of those that we can do is prepare the best. There's going to be one this year. So the 4,500 we have budgeted will probably get, I would assume, eaten up completely on that. And then next year, it's who knows?
Yeah, and my only issue is when it's who knows, I don't like to see a 67% increase on a who's who knows. And that's the only reason that I'm asking about that 7,500. I get that we're going to spend what we're going to spend. I mean, but we had the same who knows last year, and we budgeted 4,500, which we're going to eat up all the way through.
All the way through. And that was based on an estimate we got that then the actual cost came in. It's been like three times what the original estimate was, which we didn't know until we got a bill in the mail and then a threatening letter. Well, why haven't you paid this yet? It's like, well.
Yeah, and then it does tie into the postage and mailing because the NCOA is done. We get billed for it, but then all that comes back, and we have to we get charged for all the return. And I might just make a note on the postage and mailing for elections. I know that we have a claim right now for $3,000. We just had to do a bunch of inactives, so we're going to be over that line item by the end of January by we're going to spend $8,500 in that. Or just the cleanup at the state level.
So, postage is going up. I mean, just with our mobile population, like I said, we registered 11,000 new people between August and December in Story County. 4 years, those people will be gone. We'll have a new 11,000, but we'll have to...
We have to get off the... It has to go inactive to cancel.
Right. You can't just purge people from voter registration unless you have to do your due diligence. That requires several pieces of mail.
But I think part of his question, again, is while you give a good rationale for some of the unintended factors, going back to your overall history with the exception of that one use, and I would assume that had to be related to some special... NCOA.
Yeah, I think it's just a better reflection. Plus,
but is what he's asking is that figure one that we want to remain at, or would you want to bring that down a little bit closer in line with somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,500, or just as?
I don't think so because.
Okay.
Then we'll just be back here saying we need more money for mailings.
Right. Well, I mean that's okay. But I'm just kind of just looking at the consistency of just how we've tried to look at different things, and you've given a good explanation for that. So,
well, my feeling at the end of the day, Lucy, you're an elected official. This is your budget. You're gonna handle it how you see fit.
Lisa's pretty good at keeping me in line too.
She's tough. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're really going hard trying to get to this mythical. Balanced budget.
Absolutely, and that's why I was happy to.
Way out of the 840-940 that you got there, total in expenses, and I'd not suggest them where or anywhere else that you find $1,000. I don't care what lines. None of that matters to me.
I think in an extra help, I could probably find $1,000 there.
Yeah. Paul, I didn't ask you. Right. I didn't ask you.
Well.
Just comparing to our last primary for gubernatorial, I think we did 10-9, so we could.
Yeah.
If we need more, we'll
dig
it out of the ground.
Figure it out.
I would. But just wondering if there was any flexibility in any of these other areas. But as I say, I think they've done a careful analysis of. What the projected needs are, and so I think if we could have that as a target and you could do that, gives us a better look at overall bottom line we're trying to get at. But
it is hard to be the office that manages county's budget, but then be at the mercy of so many things where we have absolutely no control.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, with the exception of the recorder, we have asked every single office. Who did we not ask?
Treasurer. We didn't.
We went. We went on the other side.
We could look at the revenues on that side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But is that going to get us closer to where we want to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're close. It depends on how the rest of our conversations go today. But we're really, really close. So I've got this as 116,650 in revenues.
Did you bring your 10K?
And 839,940 in expenses.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what you have, Lisa?
Without an adding machine, I do.
Yep.
I don't think it was all that complex.
It wasn't. That's why I can do it in my head. I do want to make another comment at the end of the narrative. And
oh, yeah.
Lucy and I have talked about this.
Use the mic.
In last year's assigned dollars, we asked for 150. We put 128.5 in the supplemental fund to start building dollars for the purchase of election equipment. I'm assuming that's not part of the capital improvement. It's more of for a specific purpose. So that's my assumption. If you guys have another opinion, that's fine. So basically, when we purchased Precinct Atlas, I took about 28.5 of that and put it toward that purchase of Precinct Atlas. So we're at 100,000 in there. The way I'm doing the numbers right now, I'm putting another 100,000 in there, so that it'll have 200,000 in it. Lucy and I were talking this morning. We think FY15 will probably be the year. We don't want to do it in another general presidential, especially one in which we're going to have two open seats. That's going to be a really ugly year for us.
So, and we're going to need the time to train on that.
So
Danny's been looking at equipment already. There's some things that are going through state certification right now. There's a system that was recently certified last year. But it's going to be a big hit. We're hoping to get away from two pieces of equipment, but probably won't. And then, you know, that so we have an ADA required piece as well. We shall see. Lisa,
but we expect it to be a $450,000.
Yeah,
I thought, just the machines and not peripherals or any of the extras, it's over $370,000.
Yeah, so
$450,000 is a fairly good estimate
with
now.
Software and training.
Lisa, for me, the answer to your question is, ultimately, I would love to see this as part of a capital improvement plan, capital investment plan. But since we don't have one right now, it would be foolish to me to say, okay, we know we're going to need this, but we're not putting any money towards it. So I think it's completely appropriate as it sits here. If we get the CIP, then we need to look at funding this through that mechanism.
And any dollars we have been able to assign up until then will be helpful to go get that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's where I'm figuring the numbers right now, is to put another 100,000 in there. From the supplemental levy, and we'll have a 200,000 sitting there at the end of next year then to start thinking about when that purchase is going to happen. I mean, that's something you can bond for also if you want to. You can do a under $600,000. You don't have to have a
central county purpose. Yeah, and we'd like to think we could get some trade-in value on that, but we can't count on that at all. So, because if they're obsolete pieces, and
Florida's always
that's right, Florida may.
Well, the only it's not no as much of a question, but it's just a thought process as I'm listening and listening to Rick mention the capital improvement plan and whether this is a good place to place it. I look at it as more of a subcategory that's still designated primarily toward election software or the necessary machinery that we'll need to do that. And so would it be, Lisa, more of just an accounting process in terms of we know that these are the long-range expenditures that we're designating dollars for over the next 2 or 3 years, and so when that document is finally put down, then we will see under the auditor's office, the elections and so forth, that this would be that dollar amount or not, or is that
typically
really
how we purchase election equipment is through countywide. So basically what we do is we pay it out of Department 99.
Right.
So the auditor's budget itself doesn't do this.
Yeah, it does that enough anyway.
Well, I mean, overall, I still think that's the appropriate place for it from Department 99. But the question is under the plan, is what all the things are we going to list and include in that? When I think of capital improvement, my first concept is more buildings, roads, other types of things. I don't necessarily think of it in terms of, you know, equipment like that. Yeah, and that's kind of where I was
Central
going.
County purpose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. That's another term. But, I mean, it's a good conversation.
It's a conversation we're going to have down the road, Wayne. But for me, things like the new phone system that we're going to talk about here in a little bit would fall under this, under the same category. It's not a building. It's not a road. It's not, but it is very clearly an investment that's being used for the county. And so having that conversation and trying to figure out what something like that would look like. Okay, if there's no questions here, really, really good job. I mean, great job with the election. Great job putting the budget together. Mm-hmm. As always, we
got a ringer in the office. So
that's right. Appreciate your assistance. I think supervisors and auditors, well, at least in Story County, but should across the state, work more closely together than any of our other elected officials, and we sure do appreciate the job all of you do.
Thank you.
Anything else, Paul?
No.
Wayne, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks. We stand adjourned until who do we do next?